UK sets course for comprehensive crypto regulations in 2025 amid global race. Key points: the UK Labour government will introduce a unified regulatory framework for cryptocurrencies in early 2025, focusing on streamlining oversight of stablecoins and staking services under a single comprehensive regime. The move comes as global competition intensifies, with the EU implementing MiCA regulations and the incoming Trump administration signaling a pro-crypto stance in the US, pushing the UK to maintain its competitive edge in the digital asset space. Regulatory overhaul targets stablecoins and staking. Economic Secretary to the Treasury Tulip Sadiq announced the government's plans during London City and Financial Global Tokenization Summit on Thursday. The new framework marks a significant shift from earlier piecemeal approaches, consolidating various regulatory aspects into a single, comprehensive regime. A key change involves removing stablecoins from existing payment services rules, acknowledging that current regulations don't adequately address their unique characteristics and use cases. The government has also indicated support for treating staking as a technology service rather than a collective investment scheme, aiming to remove legal uncertainties that could hamper innovation. Global competition drives UK's strategic timing. The timing of the UK's regulatory push reflects mounting pressure from international developments. The European Union is set to implement its markets in crypto assets, MiCA, regulation by the end of 2024, while the United States, under the incoming Trump administration, is expected to take a more favorable stance toward crypto businesses. According to Paybiz founder Innocenti Isers, the UK's move is strategically crucial for maintaining competitiveness. The EU has a functional crypto regulation through MiCA, and if the UK fails to play catch-up with its peers, chances are that it will lose out on the next wave of the financial revolution, Isers noted. Building a future-ready framework. The comprehensive framework represents more than just regulatory compliance. It signals the UK's ambition to position itself as a leading hub for digital asset innovation. The Labour government's approach, following their landslide victory in July's general election, emphasizes the need for balanced oversight that protects consumers while fostering technological advancement. Doing everything in a single phase is simpler and it just makes more sense, Sadiq explained, highlighting the government's practical approach to regulation. This unified strategy aims to create a more streamlined environment for crypto businesses while ensuring adequate consumer protection measures remain in place.